Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update, March 9th, about 30 minutes post equity market close. I have two real main things that I wanted to cover, so I'll keep it pretty short and sweet. The first being everyone has received or should have received all of their tax documents, 1099s, but also most of you have should have received K-1s as well. That goes to some of the commodity positions that we did very well on last year. They are a little bit inconvenient when it comes to filing taxes, but obviously they treated us well last year return-wise, so I guess I would say it was worth it. But just hand both the 1099 and the K-1s to your tax professional, and they'll ultimately know what to do with those. The second is we need to talk about the market, right? Kind of a surprising week. It was chocked full of econ releases. We had Powell on Tuesday and Wednesday testifying, and ultimately, somewhat shockingly, decided to take a hawkish approach this week and ultimately say something to the effect of, don't be surprised if we have to raise rates higher than we originally anticipated. And I'm going to circle back to that because I think there's something important in that. But what was interesting is we saw the Fed Watch tool go from maybe not last week, but the week before, there was an 80% probability of a 25 basis point rate hike, and that moved down last week, I think probably right before we did the podcast last week, to a 70% probability of a 25 basis point rate hike. And then, of course, he started talking, and that completely changed to a 70 some odd, I think maybe even 77% probability of 50 basis points. So if you remember in Fed meetings gone by or ahead of those when we've done this podcast, I've talked about, one, the idea that they are behind, they need to start getting more aggressive, and potentially maybe they'll surprise everyone with a larger hike than what was priced in. Well, now, obviously, they are looking for that very same scenario, and I do think that they are. The realization is that they are behind this inflation curve. It doesn't matter how they want to calculate it. It doesn't matter, you know, what bows they want to put on it. The reality is they have got to get this target rate higher than where it currently is, and I think that's what we're seeing. Now, what is interesting about that is all this happened Tuesday and Wednesday and yesterday afternoon and this morning, actually. So if you notice, the S&P started out, it wasn't impressive, but it did start out in positive territory. And I was having the conversation of, this is kind of odd because the market's going to have to price in the idea of a 50 basis point hike. And then, it was around maybe noon, and all of a sudden, we see not just the S&P, but all of the major indices start to really price in the idea of a 50 basis point hike. And that's why we saw it's one of the reasons why we saw the sell-off that we did. Now, the positive part of that, as far as our portfolios are concerned, is this is exactly why we raised the cash position that we did early February. We're looking, and I'm going to give Neil credit on this, we're looking for a specific level, that level being 3850 in the S&P, to redeploy that cash. I do still think that the historical statistical nature of the S&P, and we've talked about probably five or six different uncorrelated statistics that point towards some pretty healthy growth for the marketplace, the S&P in general or specifically. And I still believe that that is intact. I think that we have got to get these Fed fund rate hikes behind us, and then the market is just primed to move higher, in my opinion. So we're going to position ourselves accordingly. Let me go back real quick. What I do believe is going on, and the reason you see Fed Chair Powell 1 week being hawkish, the next week being dovish, I truly believe that their goal is to keep the market in a box. They don't want an equity market, a stock market, that sells off dramatically and really spooks investors. What they also don't want is a stock market that moves to all-time highs and thus creates or exacerbates inflation. So they're trying to keep it in a kind of a tight window. Will that work? I don't think so, but time will tell. Best we can do, though, is continue to raise cash at advantageous levels, redeploy it, and then raise cash. But ultimately, I think the trajectory is going to be higher despite what the Fed really has on its mind. Now, with that, we obviously are going to have to continue to watch CPI announcements, which, by the way, are next Tuesday, and then the Fed fund rate announcement on the 22nd. But switching gears a little bit from the equity markets, I kind of stopped talking about the fixed rate side of things because it looked, at one point, it looked as though, well, and the prices showed, they proved that the fixed rate space was starting to come back in anticipation of the Fed being done raising rates. Well, that has changed and to the good. So we're pretty excited about that. For those, and obviously it doesn't make sense for everyone, but for those that want to have a slice of their portfolio to get into some fixed rates, and the duration is pretty flexible, honestly. This is one of those situations where one size does not fit all. Duration is very important for a specific situation. But all of the durations are looking much more healthy than they were even last week and 2 weeks ago. So if you have any interest in that, give Kimberly a call in the office and we can set you up a time to go over a couple of different options as to how to implement that in your, in your total portfolio. I don't know if if everyone else is, anybody listening to this is like me. I tend to hold a little more cash than was probably practical in the bank. And now I'm looking at this thinking, well, now we're starting to push. And if you remember, I said from the beginning, I see 6% and 7% all day long in the fixed interest space. And I'm looking right now at a news blurb coming across saying 6%, is the Fed going to get to 6%? In which case, of course, fixed rates would be even higher than that. So maybe not. Maybe they listen to this podcast. I don't know. But we will. We shall see. But it is definitely a developing landscape, just like the equity markets. And of course, they move together. Well, they affect each other. And so we'll continue to I guess we're going to start to, again, revisit these fixed rates each week, just in case anyone is interested in that space. Obviously, we're going to continue to look at the currency side and the commodity side, but right now that is not as much of a focus for us as it is the equity and fixed income space. So with that, I'm going to wish everyone a happy upcoming Friday and weekend and look forward to doing this again next week.